Hello, B'nai Seekers. I'm Nina Westbrook, and you're listening to B'nai, a podcast of mindful mental health moments.
For today's mindful moment, I'm going to be discussing why it's so hard to move on after a breakup. Have you ever noticed that for some of us, the struggle to move on after a breakup is a little bit more challenging than others? If you truly love someone, do you ever really move on, or do you just make space for the next person? And is there a healthy timeline for finding a new partner after a breakup? All of these questions are so important, and I'm going to jump into answering a few of them right now. Let's start with, why do some of us struggle more than others to move on after a breakup? There are so many factors that play a role in how we cope and manage after a breakup. Our attachment styles vary. The duration and intensity of the relationship is different from relationship to relationship. Relationship dynamics play a huge role. For example, one person might feel more in love than another person within the same relationship. Unresolved emotions or feelings of betrayal, we like to refer to that as not being able to find closure after a breakup. All of these are really important factors that determine how we will manage and how we move on from a relationship. Now let's talk about if we ever really move on from a relationship after a breakup. It's important to remember that moving on doesn't mean that you have to forget about the past love that you shared. It doesn't mean you have to forget about the lessons and the good times and the bad times. I think that when you're moving on from any relationship in your life, it's great to reflect upon the things that you enjoyed, the things that you didn't enjoy, and the things that you would want to take into your new relationships. That's how we grow. The intensity of the romantic love may fade, but the memories and the lessons learned and the emotional growth discovered throughout the relationship can seriously influence all of your future relationships. Is there a healthy timeline for finding a new partner after a breakup? This is not one size fits all. The timeline in which you're ready and you feel comfortable and able to pursue new relationships is going to be really subjective to you. Prioritizing your self-reflection and emotional healing before moving on to a new partner, no matter how long it takes. I think that sometimes we get a lot of pressure from our peers or friends, our family members to just get over our past relationships and move on to the next one. But can you imagine having to deal with and cope with all of the emotions surrounding your past relationship, all while trying to find new love and find new experiences and find the joy in this new person that you're trying to get to know? Those can create very conflicting feelings and thoughts and really impact your relationship in a negative way. It's important to remember, no matter how long it takes, before you move on to your next relationship, make sure that you understand that you yourself are complete. You don't need someone else to complete you or to fulfill you or to fill a void. I think that each of us has the ability and has it within us to be whole human beings. And what we bring to a relationship or what our partner brings to a relationship should only amplify what's already there. This could be a really good opportunity to explore new interests and new hobbies and practice gratitude and self-compassion as you acknowledge all of the lessons learned. Until next time, continue to live B'nai.
Thank you for sharing your time and energy with me today on B'nai Podcast. I hope today's conversation has sparked a flame within you to pursue wellness with passion and purpose. Reflect on the steps that you can take to nurture your mind, body, and spirit. And remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Until our paths cross again, take a moment each day to reflect, recharge, and live B'nai. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and tune in every Tuesday for new episodes.